This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Watson's our guest. Our reporters will join us from Virginia, the little town where the tragic shooting happened yesterday. Coming up in the next segment, then Steve Quayle joins us. We'll also have open phones with Steve Quayle's with us. Paul, clearly, though, the very neocons and rhino Republicans pushing Islamophobia, just of Muslims in general, so we've got to invade their countries. They go over, destabilize the countries, and put the jihadis in. That's the super double cross. It's so dastardly it makes the head spin. And geopolitically, clearly now they're gearing up for these groups to be given the green light through their leadership to start soft target attacks. Does the establishment really think the West will put up with continued rape, continued murder, and jihad attacks, and then not call it Islamic? I mean, how are they going to get away with this?
Well, they've rebranded authoritarianism. So now you see in countries like Germany, the host population are attacking the immigrants. This is where it's going to go. And the same thing's happening with this whole Black Lives Matter thing. Okay, we had the attack yesterday, which was a revenge for Charleston. It's all part of this contrived race war. But what most people don't know, and this, I'm going to write an article on this. This is basically an exclusive. This hasn't been pointed out by anyone. Okay, most members of Black Lives Matter are just useful idiots. They're not dangerous. But if you look at the three founders of Black Lives Matter, who are three militant lesbian feminists, they cite as their inspiration and in their foundational text for Black Lives Matter, this woman called Asarta Shakur. She is on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. This is a convicted cop killer who escaped to Cuba back in the 70s with the help of the Weather Underground. She killed police officers, and this is the woman cited as the inspiration behind Black
Lives
Matter.
And then it's the left constantly saying that libertarians, constitutionalists are going to kill cops. Well, only if they follow orders to come confiscate all the guns and have martial law. I mean, it's not libertarians and patriots that hate police. It is historically the communist left. And again, the left-right paradigm is false because globalists control the whole thing. But they're taking over worldwide using leftist ideologies and groups allied with super fascist radical Islam. What a sickening combo.
Yeah, and remember, the Obama administration has met with these Black Lives Matter leaders. This idol, this icon that they worship, Asarta Shakur, she left the Black Panthers because it wasn't violent enough. She joined the Black Liberation Army, which killed 13 cops in the 70s. This is the foundational inspiration. They say it's about Black liberation.
And that's why they're obsessed with killing cops now, and Soros is funding it.
Yeah, Soros is funding the whole thing. They're now trying to say, oh, that's debunked.
Meanwhile, this sheriff says that we want to kill cops, basically.
Yeah, while it's all, you know, the dangerous right-wing conservatives, the Tea Party, never been involved in any act of violence. And these people are literally chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it? Now, the NYPD cop killer, Ishmael Brindley, said that was a revenge attack for Black Lives Matter. Now we have the incident yesterday. This, in turn, creates more Dylan Roofs. And the whole cycle goes round and round. Then the government comes in with the control, with the new powers. That's why it's in their interest to fuel the flames of this race war.
To distract us from the fact that foreign banks are looting everything right now, Paul.
Yeah, it's a massive distraction, again, to get us fighting with each other. And the very leaders, the de facto leader of Black Lives Matter, came out within minutes of the news breaking of yesterday's shooting. Before the identity of the shooter was even known, blamed it on white people. Time magazine, in defense of rioting. you know, Salon saying...
That's right. You should do a story on how Time Magazine called for killing people and is responsible. Because more than anything, they are now. And it's important to point out that it's incredible, Paul. It's totally sick. Great job. Infowars.com. We'll be back with our reporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alex Jones here back live into the second hour. Our reporters, Joe Biggs and, of course, David Knight, are reporting live from the site of yesterday's tragic shooting, WDBJ, in Minetta, Virginia. And former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs is there first up to tell us what happened since they got in last night, what's happening with the press conferences. They're going to be covering the media response to this. Hillary calling for more gun control. The father of the news reporter calling for that. Simply ridiculous. Very, very sad that this is now being used to try to disarm other innocent people that had nothing to do with this. But giving us the latest from the ground is Joe Biggs. Joe?
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now I'm standing right across the street from the Bridgewater Plaza. Now over to my left, over here we'll pan across. This is the actual location where Flanagan came in and shot the two journalists, and we still have another person critically injured in the hospital. Now, today at 5 o'clock our time here on East Coast Standard Time, we're going to have a press conference right over here across the street. They're going to actually bring us over and let us walk around, talk, ask questions. And I've got a few questions I'm going to ask too as well, so we're prepared for that. But one of the things that we know today is they found the LGBT flag in Flanagan's apartment. So what this means is since he has the flag, that means he represents all gay, lesbian people. So I think he speaks for them all. It's a hate flag now. I think we should call for a full-out ban on that flag, just like they did in Charleston, Alex.
I agree, because a Confederate battle flag, Robert E. Lee flag, was there. Historically, it has nothing to do with oppressing black people, even though they say it does. Let's ban the rainbow flag now, and let's ban the Confederate flag. And then if somebody's wearing a Coca-Cola shirt when they kill somebody, I want Coca-Cola banned. And if somebody runs over somebody in a Ford F-150 on purpose, ban Ford, because it is the fault of Ford. That's a great idea.
I mean, since he is a black homosexual, or he was.
All right, our Skype has now broken up, but we will go back. Okay, Joe, go ahead and finish up the point.
Check, check.
You're back. Go ahead.
All right. I said, well, since he was an African-American homosexual, I think we should hold everybody responsible for this, because his lone actions represent everyone across the full spectrum of the LGBT community and the black community. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of pay now for this. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, everyone's talking about a gun. You've got the Clinton people coming out saying we need to ban the guns. You've got the governor here in Virginia saying they need stricter gun background checks, when in fact we know now that Flanagan went through the proper procedures, got the gun 2 days after the Charleston shooting. This is premeditated. This guy went through the background check. So we don't need to call for more background checks. They're already in place. This was a lone man, one guy, who was pushed over the edge. He was mentally unstable. He didn't know how to react to these so-called rumors from these reporters saying that they made racist comments. And instead of doing like most people do, anyone in their lifetime has come across some kind of racist comment they've heard of. You know what you do? You do like I've done before and other of my friends have done. You brush it off and move on. Instead, this guy decided to cross the line of no turning back, and he decided to go out and commit murder. You don't blame a gun. You don't blame an object. I can lay a gun down right now in the middle of the street, and cars will drive by. People will walk by, and not one person will be.
That's right. But expanding on that while your Skype breaks up, Joe Biggs, it's very, very simple. This is what totalitarianism does, is it blames whole groups of people for the actions of one person. And as soon as we learned this guy was black, we didn't start blaming all black people for it like a lot of black groups did and the left did. This is their guilt-based mindset. And we had the guy, because of the Southern Poverty Law Center, he admitted it, go in and shoot up Dr. Dobson's facility, focus on the family. The truth is the left is very, very violent, and they are pushing, with Time Magazine saying the case for rioting and Black Lives Matter groups calling for violence. The truth is, though, as a group, they've been pushing violence, and that's the problem. And I really wonder, when Nancy Pelosi is in control of the D.C.-based Black Lives Matter with her staffer, why would they be pushing this? What do they think they're going to get out of it?
Well, I don't get it. I confronted DeRay McKesson, the guy that's the so-called head of the Black Lives Matter group in Ferguson this last time. And I said, how are you going to fight racism? By creating more racism. And he told me to get away and adjust my white privilege. You know, the guy is out of control. That's what they push. You know, when I sit down in these different places and I engage in conversation and everyone praises these guys like they're the new Martin Luther Kings, that's, I just don't see it. These guys, the guys at the top of this movement, are pushing racism, and somehow that's going to defeat the racism against them. All they're doing is creating more. It's out of control.
Well, that makes business better for them. Now, I want to talk about what you've witnessed since you got there. Then we're going to switch here in a minute and get David Knight's breakdown on what's happening. And then tell us what's coming up as well.
Well, what we've seen so far is you have the whole area has been blockaded off. There's police up and down the road. They're not letting anybody over in that area right now, except for essential people who are working in some of the smaller businesses over here. This is a really small little lake town, nice area, a main road that comes through here. There's a good bit of media that's behind us right now. You know, most of these people are going to be pushing how there should be stricter gun control. You have the victim's father, the female reporter, coming out saying that he's going to work tirelessly to make sure there's a more stricter gun control. And that's the thing. That's what I want to do. Later on, there's going to be a press conference, and I'm going to ask if that gun has been charged with murder. Because, I mean, really, that's what it is. We're blaming the guns. We're not going to blame the individual.
Oh, yeah, I think the gun should be charged with first-degree murder. In fact, it also pressured and brainwashed the shooter into doing it.
Well, I want to talk to these mainstream reporters, too, when they're live, once we go live, and tell them how dare them, shame on them, for taking this senseless act of violence by one person and using it to push their anti-gun agenda.
Absolutely,
why should law-abiding citizens have to give up our rights to protect ourselves so these cowards can hide behind?
Well, you're absolutely on target, Joe Biggs. We're going to come back to you in a little while. I want to disconnect and reconnect the Skype. See if we can get a better connection, and then we're going to bring David Knight on and then bring Joe Biggs back. You can tell Joe is really hot under the collar. We're going to have a bunch of HD reports filed. We're going to be covering the press conferences. That's why they're there. This is 2 hours from any major airport. The guys left at like 4 o'clock yesterday, got into Virginia at about 7, and then it took them to like 10 at night to get out there. It's in the middle of nowhere, beautiful area. And it's a tragedy. But, I mean, I'm more upset about 300,000 dead Syrians killed by Al-Qaeda and ISIS that our government funded. Hillary was instrumental in running all that. She wants to say she's upset. She's so sad for these two dead people. She could care less. This is a cold-blooded killer. Fast and furious, all of it. And they're just using these events to push their agenda. And I know everybody knows that. But obviously not everybody, because some people still buy into this bull. But the good news is most people I talk to and what I see happening online and what gun sales show and national statistics, gun ownership is only rising. People are getting into guns, whether it's for self-defense, whether it's for recreation. It's really an exciting time to be alive, and that's why they're pushing so hard. But clearly, they've overdone it and really played their hand, and that's why they're having more and more trouble. All right, do we have the guys back? Okay, we're getting them back, and then we're going to get David Knight's breakdown on all of this as well. And this is live radio /TV. I know we have affiliates all over the country on AM and FM radio, and people are like, is this a TV show? Yes, it's radio-based, but we added television to it 10 years ago or more so that we could document what we were saying more. Because I would have reporters 10 years ago or 12 years ago on the ground reporting by phone. People say, oh, that person wasn't really there during that urban warfare drill. And we'd have to put the video online. YouTube came along and started letting us, you know, add even more. Because I was putting videos up 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago online, but they were on my servers. And I couldn't afford it. So that was a big, big problem there. But now as bandwidth's gone down, it's opened things up to allow us to build a real media platform. David Knight, again, joining us from right outside the small town Virginia WDBJ Center, News Center. We're going to skip this network break to have more time. Steve Quayle's coming up. David Knight, tell us what you've seen so far, observations, and what's coming up today. Yeah, there must be so much media there that you're able to get an internet connection, but it's not able to stay up, because I guarantee you that town is not used to the extra 500 people that are there covering this. So we'll try to reconnect with that yet again, or maybe use another Skype handle. And again, this is all part of what live radio /TV is, teleprompter free, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go any further, we can also just default get David Knight on telephone. I want to remind you that this hour is brought to you by Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. X2 is unlike any other nascent iodine out there. It comes from a deep earth crystal source, and it goes in and basically blocks the bad halogens, and it's able, in my experience, really detoxify the body. You die without iodine. There is such a huge epidemic of iodine deficiency all over the world. Most iodine is bound to other elements that you'll find, so you don't really absorb it or it makes you sick. Experience real iodine. In our quest to find the most powerful, alternative products, nutraceuticals. We developed X2, and that's why it's such a sensation and helps finance this very expensive operation. So it's a win-win. When you purchase Survival Shield Nation Ion X2, let's look at a few reviews. Daniel in Las Vegas, Nevada, said that himself and his whole family take this daily. Works great. Would recommend it to a friend. 5-star review. Thank you for your support. Sylvia in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, says, I use this product for 2 days and already feel better and more energized. My whole body feels lighter and more relaxed. Just love it, as it gave me instant results. It is extremely easy to take, and the taste is great. Thank you for providing us with such a great product. God bless. It's like when you're pushed underwater and you finally get to the top and get air. I mean, when you regularly have air and aren't underwater, you don't realize how much you miss it. Some people don't have deficiencies. You eat enough seafood, things like that. So if you get it, it won't be that big of a deal. But if you do have a deficiency, which they say like half the public does, it is dramatic. Warning, though, within 2, 3, 4 weeks, you'll have a detox. And you'll feel pretty crappy for 4 or 5 days. And then after that, it feels even better. And all this stuff will come out of your skin. In most people's experience, I mean, it is dramatic when you slough the bad halogens out of your thyroid and things. So, again, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And we have the highest quality water filters that cut out the glyphosate and cut out the fluoride and all the rest of it at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the non-GMO seeds, the high-quality shortwave radios, the best survival cook stoves, the highest quality storable foods that are vetted, just all the best products, over 500 of them. We've got some of the best survival watches, some of the best optics recommended by Special Forces, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site that then has the subsection InfoWarsLife.com. Now, let's go ahead and go back to David Knight. Let's go back to David Knight, who is outside WDBJ in Mineta, Virginia, the site of the tragic shooting, the, quote, revenge race murder. Bitter black reporter who gunned down white ex-colleagues lives live on air and posted the video online, blames Charlton shooting and anti-gay harassment manifesto. And I'm not tooting my horn, but hours before this came out, I said, I bet he did it because of Charlton shooting and the way MSNBC promoted it. And now that's coming out. I mean, you can read this from a mile away. This is so transparent. David Knight, give us your breakdown.
David Knight from Bridgewater, and we're right across the plaza here where the shooting actually took place. Alex, we haven't been able to get to the crime scene. They have that blocked off, as Joe Biggs was telling you. What we've been able to see here is the media. And as I was saying before, I don't know how much of it you got before it cut off. We've seen a lot of foreign press here. We've seen Fiji press from Japan. When I was looking for information, every other article on the first page of Google was foreign when I was trying to get information about Vester Flanagan. Then as I went a couple of pages in, they were all foreign. We're talking about Greece, Italy, Spain, Mexico. All these different countries are seizing on this. What do they see? As Joe Biggs pointed out, are we going to charge the gun with murder? That's what the press here is doing. There is a business over here that's got a large parrot. I don't know if you can see that or not. And I said, this is a perfect picture of what the media is doing. They're actually just parroting the talking points of the Obama administration. I think when we look at this, we need to understand there's a difference between motivation and between method. What this guy did is independent of how he was motivated, and that's the key thing. He's been preparing for this for a very long time. His motivations, as I look at it, is an incredible narcissist. He would seek out jobs in media when he wasn't interested at all in reporting any facts. It just was about him getting in front of the camera. He creates a social media account a month or so before he does the actual shooting. And he starts telling people about himself, what he's going to do. He sends out his massive 23-page manifesto of what he's doing. It's all about him. But, of course, there's also the racism aspect. He's got a history, a work history, where he was kicked out. Every time something went wrong, he picked a fight with people and said it was because of his race, because he was a homosexual. He had this chip on his shoulder And the Obama administration has said that. So are we going to charge Obama with this crime? We just had a purge of all Confederate history saying that it was Jefferson Davis who had motivated the Charleston shooter. What about our current sitting president pushing this race war? I put up a video and I titled it Obama's First Drone Strike in the Race War. That's what this is about, creating these drones out there, telling them that they're justified in doing this. And if anything, the media is just as culpable in this. The idea that everybody wants to get their 15 minutes of fame, that is a key motivating factor. The motives behind this are what's going to drive it. I haven't been able to find anything in terms of SSRI. I think it was simply drinking the Obama Kool-Aid. And that's something that's been fed to people all over this country. Now we've seen somebody act on it for the first time.
The headline and the video report you filed, Obama's first domestic drone strike. This is an Obama bot gone off the rails. And reading his manifesto, you know, he was talking about black people are out to get him, too. So he just looks like a crazy, spoiled brat baby.
Yeah, he didn't trust anybody when he had these lawsuits. He wanted a jury composed solely of black women. He said black men beat him up because he was gay, and he had an issue with white women. He didn't mention white men. But basically, he breaks everybody into categories. He's absorbed all of the programming, all of the lessons.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, women vary person to person more than they, quote, race to race, and men vary. It's just so mindless where you just look at a group, and this is how they're going to operate. This is how they're going to act.
We've also seen in his complaints the kind of hyper-political correctness combined with racism, a fear of racism, a chip on their shoulder.
I wonder if the EEOC is going to go ahead with a complaint against the white reporter that's dead. Maybe they'll lynch her dead body or something, because I don't think they've ever seen a harassment claim they didn't follow that was politically correct. What an unconstitutional organization.
They actually, these cases happened a couple of years ago. I think the first one in a Florida studio was like 3 years ago. The second one with this particular
Sure, he just did say in the tweet that he'd filed stuff on her. He said he'd heard she'd said racist things, so the complaints were filed on her. And I wonder if they're going to, you know, maybe arrest her corpse at the funeral.
Exactly. Well, those cases were totally thrown out by the EEOC. As I was saying, you know, with his hyper-political correctness, he even in one of the complaints, Alex, was talking about a watermelon that kept appearing and disappearing around the office. He thought that was a sign of harassment. That's the kind of over-the-top paranoia, political correctness.
There's watermelons all over the place in the South. Everybody eats watermelon.
But it's like the brown bag scenario. Remember that we've talked about
Seattle.
It. Brown bag, that's racism. Well, here it is, you know, watermelon. Oh, I see a watermelon. That's racist. That is what is being pushed. That's his motivation. That's what's constantly being pushed by the press, by the Democrats, for political gain. When you push that, you get a race war. They very well know that. That's what they want. And that's the motivation for this.
Sure.
He planned this for so long, he could have used any kind of weapon. And again, we need to point out to everybody that he bought this in retail. So even though Terry McAuliffe, who's nothing but a Democrat campaign manager who's become governor, and he's now campaigning for gun control, he's pushing for universal background checks, which would put background checks on private sales, on gun sales. But this gun was bought in a store at retail. So he went through all the background checks. It's absolutely irrelevant to what's going on here.
Now, I know you're going to be covering some of the press conferences and things that are coming up. You're at a particular plaza that's just off the highway. That's about 10, 15 miles outside of Mineta. Describe geographically where you're located for folks in Virginia that may want to come and be citizen journalists as well. And then for TV viewers, pan around. Is the news center across the street that I see there, that's where the shooting took place on that balcony?
Across the street over here, Alex. Is where the shooting took place. That's why they have the police here, and they've got that roped off as a crime scene. They're not letting anybody into that area. So all the press that's come here is camped out on the opposite side of the road.
Sure, and they also took footage from the BBC that they caught of the police chasing the guy and him crashing. Why would they take the BBC's footage?
Well, that's interesting. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, there's a hyper-paranoia by our government. They want to keep everything secret. And all that does is feed people's concerns that there's some kind of a conspiracy going on, that they're actually up to something. And, of course, often they are. But this kind of hyper-paranoia by the government that matches this kind of hyper-racism, hyper-political correctness that we're seeing everywhere. They want to shut everything down, censor everything, take everybody's footage.
Sure.
I didn't know that they confiscated BBC's footage of the chase.
Yes, yeah. The BBC's filed a formal complaint. I'm going to go to break. Steve Quayle's coming up.
This is a protest, and this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
They took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted. They just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So the part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
And we need five camps that you all run. I mean, really?
persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on, I'm a citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
Domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're watching a globalist economic culture war, and whereas in the fictional Red Dawn they're watching tanks basically attack the U.S. military and take over the police department and kill the local government leaders that aren't collaborators, we're watching our society, our culture dismantled. We're watching our energy system shut down, our jobs shipped overseas, our families attacked, our food and water poisoned. Steve Quayle joins us in about 5 minutes. For the balance of the broadcast, the original prepper, the original survivalist, been a survivalist for over 30 years, been on air 25 years, and I used to hear him 25 years ago, and I thought he was sincere, but I thought about 80% of what he was saying was true, and now I think about 95% of it's accurate. But who knows, the next five, maybe I'll be proven wrong. I mean, it's just the stuff he used to say sounded so wild, and now it's every day. I mean, he's really the guy, more than anybody, I've got to say, who said stuff first. I mean, I had him on as a guest 20 years ago, and I respected him. I argued with him and disagreed with him on a lot of stuff, and he'd get frustrated and just say, fine, you'll see. So we're going to be talking to him about everything that's going on. SteveQuayle.com. He hosts the Q-Files, very popular, one of the most popular online shows. He's been syndicated before, and, of course, probably the most popular other than myself and a few others, guest, he's in the top three or four top guests on Coast to Coast, I've been told, with George Norrie. So he joins us. We appreciate him joining us here in a minute. I wanted to go back to Joe Biggs, and parental discretion is advised. While he's talking, I'm going to show what was censored yesterday. Drudge linked to the video. Other media did show it, but the first person shooter shooting the reporter and the cameraman, there's no blood. He does shoot her three times, it looks like, and she runs in high heels. And a lot of folks said they don't believe that. They think it's fake. Well, we know some stuff's been staged. We know much of Sandy Hook isn't, as they say. We know the Aurora shooting is staged. But I've shot wild boar, I've shot elk, I've shot whitetail, I've shot mule. And sometimes you shoot one with a 7mm mag and they fall right there. Sometimes you shoot a little whitetail, the 30-odd six, and they run 500 yards, even though their heart is blown in half. Joe, it's in the news. They covered. You've had quite a few kills in the Army yourself and been blown up a few times yourself. You've had experience with this. It looks like a first-person shoot-em-up. I don't think the White House is beyond doing this, but the narrative would be he'd be Tea Party or something, and they'd have been on the ground ready. Like we saw Bloomberg send out an email the night before saying, get ready, big thing's about to happen. That was in mainstream news. They had the porta-potties being delivered. They were already with PR at Sandy Hook. The school had been closed before. The evidence goes on and on that something's not right. We don't know exactly what, but even Rob Dew's uncle, that's a retired FBI agent, has gone there and says he's never seen anything like it and looks like a cover-up. So, yeah, people are on the case. But watching that video that will roll while you're talking of him shooting her, we're not going to put it back on YouTube because we don't want to get censored again, but my own show, I can roll it. Why do you think they don't want this being seen, A, and then, B, does it look real to you?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. You know, when I saw the gun go up, I could automatically tell. I mean, to me, it looks like a Glock. I think that's it's come out now that it is a Glock. I own a Glock. I know what they look like. But you gotta. For me, I'm not willing to jump into the whole it's a staged event pool yet because there's still more to go. I still have an opportunity to go over here and see and look for myself. So until then, I'm not ready to go to that. I really think this was a disturbed man who just went over the line and just made a huge, horrible, bad decision. Angry, racist man. And the fact of being shot, yeah, you could be shot and still run away for a little bit. You're still going to have some momentum. You're going to be scared. Your adrenaline's going to pump. You can see that she saw that, had that look in her eye. That's going to automatically put that adrenaline rush into your body. And her automatic thing was to start turning anyways as she got hit. So she could have used that momentum as she turned to essentially push forward. And then we don't know how far she went. We don't know if she took 5 steps, 10 steps, 20 steps. But I'm sure she eventually fell over. So
sure. Well, you can see that she jerks. He shoots her in the abdomen first. You watch the footage. And that's my experience. I think it's real. I was just throwing out that we're being criticized for saying it's real. Not everything is fake.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot more that needs to be seen. There's a lot more that needs to go on. What I do think is happening is I think a senseless act of violence happened by a lone person who made a stupid decision, who was a horrible person. And now the mainstream media is using this to push their anti-gun movement into the public's eye. That's what's going on. That's a horrendous act that's happening. Besides the two people being murdered, the fact that these people over here behind me are going to use this situation, this scenario, and push their anti-gun stuff so law-abiding citizens all across this country will no longer be able to defend themselves. That is the atrocity happening here in Mineta, Virginia, at the Bridgewater Plaza, Alex.
Joe Biggs, thank you so much. I know you're filing a lot of other reports for the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. You're going to be asking real questions at the press conferences. You've done this at a lot of other big press conferences and made national news, getting real questions out there. So great job to you and David Knight. Give them hell, my friend.
Will do. Thank you, Alex.
All right. They're out there standing up for the Second Amendment. And, of course, you notice we're not blaming black people for this. Just like the senseless, evil killing of 9 black people was absolutely disgusting in Charleston. It is mentally ill people, whacked out of their minds, stirred up by the media. But we are going to go with the angle, ban the rainbow flag, because he had a rainbow flag at his house. And said he did this for gay rights. So all people that are gay, it's your fault. I'm not actually saying that. But see how that feels? To have someone blame you for what somebody else does, it's ridiculous. Steve Quayle is joining us here in just one moment. I want to remind people that the special will end tomorrow. Friday is the last day. We are selling the highest quality colloidal silver that is just so amazing on so many fronts. Read the scientific info. See the videos that break it down at InfoWarsLife.com. Buy 2 bottles at the regular price. We didn't jack the price up and then say buy 2, get 2 free, like these firework places, you know, other folks. It's the regular discounted price. Buy 2 bottles, get 2 free. And your purchase helps fund the operation so I can send reporters to these key events and hopefully wake people up with our reportage. Buy 2 bottles, get 2 free. Or buy 1 bottle, get 30% off 2 different specials on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us, and we'll honor those orders if they're postmarked by Friday. You can go to InfoWarsLife.com, and the P.O. Box is up on the top of the site as well if you'd rather mail something to us. And that's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And we have Super Mel Vitality, Prostagard, super high quality oil of oregano from the Mediterranean, the highest quality, and a lot of other products at InfoWarsLife.com. Oxy Powder, Survival Shield X2, Secret 12, Super Female Vitality, Knockout. Is Knockout back in stock? I thought that was sold out. Scroll down. Oh, it is sold out, darn. Because I've run out of a bottle of that. I took 1 bottle home and just ran out last night in the last couple of months. Used it all. I don't use it every night, but I do a lot. And I am out myself. And they were looking around yesterday. There is none in the office, even. Darn it. I misread that. That is a super big bummer. But that's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, shifting gears. We are joined by Steve Quayle of SteveQuayle.com, the first guy 20 years ago who was writing best-selling books about them taking human baby fetus brains and putting them in dogs, cats, cockroaches, mice. The first guy I heard talk about geoengineering, terraforming, manipulating the weather. The first guy I heard talk about so many issues. I heard him, it was like 7, 8 years ago, say they're doing the census to track where you live to mark your house for drone strikes. And then now they admitted that the military has been given all that data. They're now arming drones. So it's easy to make fun of him, but I got to tell you, he's willing to really say what he thinks. And so much of what he said has turned out to be true. SteveQuayle.com, host of the Q-Files, joins us. Steve, thank you for coming on. I'm not even going to throw out a bunch of issues. I got a bunch of questions for you. But front and center, you've got the floor here for the balance of the hour, the next 15 minutes. What do you want to say about the world meltdown of the markets, about the shooting, about what is this distracting us from? Donald Trump, where is it all? ISIS spreading all over the world. Steve Quayle.
Well, Alex, thank you, and good afternoon to all InfoWarriors all around the world. What's going on right now is pretty critical. First of all, I think the idea that we're in full motion gun control and confiscation. Alex, when we signed on, the United States under Obama signed under the Small Arms Convention Treaty, what most people fail to understand is all of the NATO troops that are here, all of the Russian, Chinese, are here to basically do two things: to assert their domination control of the United States and also to disarm. I was told years ago, went on the radio, may have said it on your show, but basically part of the agreement between U.S. government and China to continue buying our debt was that we would agree to, allow the disarmament of the entire American citizenry. You remember the flack I got, well, there are 300 million guns in the United States, blah, blah, blah. But what most people don't understand is during the census, and you just brought that up in your opening, to me, is that everybody who was a known gun owner was GPS'd. Most people didn't understand the term yard farming in those days. It was Greg Evenson who brought that up. I want on record, yard farming means literally using drone strikes against American citizens. So many people thought that was outlandish. So many people thought that I'd gone over the edge and that basically I was a fear porn purveyor. I was a whatever, Armageddonite. But all those things now are coming to be into the focus to prove that that's really the plan. With the advent of all the forest fires in the Northwest, this was part of the plan also that Anatoly Golitsyn wrote about in two of his books, which basically are going right by the script, you know, and one of them was New Lies for Old and the Perestroika Deception. The bottom line in both that was the Russians faked their own demise to get investment in the West and still having the plan. Now, listen, I'm going to quote somebody that I used to quote all the time in the first 10 years of that I was on talk radio. My guy named, I think it was Boris Manuilsky, and he was a professor at the Lenin School of Political Warfare in Moscow. So many people, I don't get the big picture. I pray by the grace of God I can give them the big picture. The bourgeois will have to be put to sleep. So shall we begin by launching the most spectacular peace movement on record. The capitalist countries, stupid and decadent, will rejoice to cooperate in their own discretion. They will leap at another chance to be friends. So we've all heard that Lenin said that, you know, the West will sell the East the rope in which to hang themselves. But I think what's happening now is in order to understand the new world order, people must get the basic. It's simply this. All borders, nationalities, cultures, and language must basically be done away with. The elite literally have no problem talking about the death of 6 billion people.
And that's why I just interrupt. They do things that are unconstitutional, that are unpopular, and aren't even law because they say they've got the international treaties. And you mentioned this. I want to throw this out. This is out of Bloomberg News. China sells U.S. treasuries to support their yuan. That is an unprecedented move. So there's also some infighting, but it's globalist multinationals controlling Russia, controlling China, controlling the U.S., playing us off against each other, but that's the unseen hand. Correct, Steve?
Absolutely. And the thing is that even in the famous statement, you know, that some argue over on the three great world wars, which would be fomented, obviously we're talking about Mazzini's letter. That is absolutely Albert Pike, whether you want to believe it or not, not you, Alex, but whether the people want to believe it or not, wars don't just happen. They're staged to happen. And one of the critical points that I must get out on your show today, and again, thank you for letting me back on. I apologize to you. Yesterday was a screw-up, a mix-up, and someone I told Nico was intentionally screwing with my email and our ability to contact each other. But that just tells me that the time frame has moved way up. I got an email before going on the air tonight that basically said, or this afternoon, excuse me, I'm used to doing late night talk radio, is that from a National Guard guy who basically said, we're worried that we're going to be shipped overseas and that all the foreign troops that have been training here are going to be given the go-ahead. Now, whether people want to admit it or not, one of the purposes of whether they're a false flag, real shooting, MK Ultra, mind control-y, disenfranchised video game player, most of these trained killers have multiple identities. And you and I have talked about mind control, MK Ultra, until we're blue in the face, but evidently most people still don't get it. Remember, it's not what really happens that counts. It's what's made to look like what they want to happen that counts. So again, the mass media, and again, to go on record, I believe they are nothing more than vomit brokers. You're seeing that play out daily.
Steve Quayle, stay there. Stay there. We're going to come right back and continue with where you see the world going straight ahead. And then later in the next hour, we're going to open the phones up for your questions for Steve Quayle. I'm Alex Jones.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Politically involved, a little bit more savvy. I was like a mainline libertarian until about 93, 94. I was in college then. And I remember hearing, you know, they got Russian troops, they got Chinese troops, they're training them. And I think these old-timers, mainly military vets, are crazy. I wasn't disliking military vets. I just thought they were paranoid. And then they'd have black helicopter drills all over Texas and blowing up buildings, people having heart attacks. Folks would cover it, and they'd get death threats. And I got on air, and I'd cover it, and there'd be military in plain clothes threatening me in the parking lot. Like, you better watch it, buddy, and it'd be military guys in plain clothes. And then I had people pull guns on me and just everything else just because I was covering it. I was like, wow, this whole thing's real. Then I became a source for people to be able to get info out. I started getting, you name it, NSA stuff, just crazy. I mean, I was being educated by my audience. And then there's Steve Quayle going, they're training Russian troops at this base outside Denver and this base outside Colorado Springs, and they're training them under secret treaties for gun confiscation. I'm like, that's just can't be true. And then now, 2 years ago and last year, it comes out in the Denver Post, it comes out in AP, we'll put them on screen, Russian troops trained to fight domestic terrorists in America. And you're like, but we're at war with Russia. Well, it's all part of these treaties, so they have to let the U.S. over there, they're over here, there's Fox News, and this is really going on. It's why the Chinese have been given the Panama Canal. It's globalism. It's part of this balance of power. There's a lot of double-crossing going on, major drills against the Chinese right now. What do you think, in the 4 minutes we've got to break, Steve Quayle, and we'll come back and you can flesh stuff out, how do you see the power structure set up in the world, and what do you think is going on right now? Because clearly there's the most action I've ever seen going on, and massive amounts of foreign troops. Even Washington Post admits, quote, Canadian and Mexican troops will be used during martial law for, quote, civil unrest. I mean, this is in the newspapers. What's going on?
Well, obviously, Alex, it takes money to fund terrorism. Remember this, terrorism is always someone's army. That's a statement that I stand by for the past 25 years. Talk radio. Let's take ISIS, one of the most well-funded, well-equipped, savvy international oil investors, currency manipulators, drug dealers, and all that. Who does that sound like? That sounds like a very sophisticated, intelligence-generated, and coordinated effort to destabilize the United States. When you and I started talking years ago that, listen, the globalists are serious, what's concerning to me the most is that the Americans don't get this, that they're already on the chopping block. And see, that's the critical issue here. Things have escalated. It is my intent to make it clear, by the grace of God today, we are absolutely in that pre-positioning of an attack by Russia and China. You brought up the amount of money that China is dumping to support the yuan. You brought up all these things. But
the elites are scurrying out of the U.S. at record rates. That's even in mainstream news.
Absolutely. What happens? Well, you know, the old statement, rats abandoning ship, you know. Well, they abandon it in their Gulf Streams and in their, you know, $200 and $300 million yachts. But those in the know obviously go. Those who are, how should I say this, ignorant, stay. But I'm not talking about anybody fleeing the country. But what I'm saying is that, you know, people have got to recognize this is, as you have so appropriately titled it, this is the end game in play. Everything up until the time, Alex, that you've been on radio, I've been on radio, others have been on radio warning, that's all past now. We aren't approaching the cliff. We're over the cliff. It's just like an avalanche, okay? And what is terrifying is that people are going to get caught in the avalanche. I talk to so many investors. I talk to women trying to...
Stay there.
To
I want to hear from your intel and your gut where you think the economy's going, how this is happening, and how we can have a soft landing maybe and not have this happen. We know we've been holding it back. I mean, the people that love Liberty Worldwide, good people in government, mainly corporations, they're good. We have good people everywhere. That's the only reason this hasn't come down yet. I just got chills. You can feel the evil right now. Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.